Dobrodošli na nedeljskem programu. Če kdo potrebuje prevod, imamo slušalke, in Andrej bo prevajal. Krišna. Krišna says in the Gita that whatever he does, he is free from attachment to success. He is free from any desires. He doesn't personally need anything. Do you believe it? Can you accept it? Good, because Krishna says, anybody who knows this about me also becomes free from karma. Yes. If you know this about activities of Krishna, you also become free from the reaction from karma to your activities. So therefore, we call God's activities lila. Lila means pastime. So a pastime means a game. Yeah, so in a game, people, in fact, play. Yeah, it's a play. Pastime is a play. So one can be attached to a result, but such attachment usually is negatively affecting the performance. Actually, some months ago, I heard some book from a from some German expert who was telling a story how a football club, Bayern. Have you heard Bayern? Grüß Gott. Yes. And recently I have really, they also say goodbye, they say Führe dich. Führe dich means behüte dich Gott. Yes, Führe dich Gott. May God protect you. Yes. Nice greeting, nice farewell. So he was in some village and FC Bayern was coming, biggest football soccer club was coming to a village to play with a village team. So, you know, everybody was knowing what's the result going to be. Yes? And basically, the coach of this village club told them, okay, you know, as long as we lose not more than, you know, 6-0 or 0-6, then it's okay, you know, at least not more than 0-6. And okay, so then they knew that they are losing. They were not playing to win. They were just doing their best, you know, at each moment. They were not thinking about the result. They were thinking about the play right now, doing their best. And, you know, 5 minutes comes, 0-0. Passes, 0-0. 10 minutes, 0-0. 20 minutes, 0-0. 40 minutes, 0-0. 45 minutes, 0-0. They couldn't, you know, FC Bayern couldn't score even one goal. So it was a huge sensation. Huge sensation, you know, nobody could believe. Some village, you know, the biggest club in Germany, world famous, and then some small village, they didn't lose one goal. And of course, you know, then you have the break, and then the next time comes, the next half, and now they play, you know, to keep the result. They are attached. They are already attached. And after Bayern, they know how to play, not for the result, but for the, you know, for the play, how to focus on the play. So then, second time was not so spectacular. So even here, you can see that attachment to the result spoils the result. So Krishna teaches us this in the Gita, in the 18th chapter. Recently in Goloka Dham, I heard some nice lecture about the worker in three modes. Worker in three modes. So modes, This is a big topic in the Gita. We have 20 plus categories, like 22 categories of different things in ignorance, in three modes: ignorance, passion, and goodness. Ignorance, passion, and goodness. So it just struck me. This is a perfect, it's a treasure field for Sunday lectures, you know. You can, 22 Sundays you can speak on different modes. But then I thought that it would be nice to speak about Ramachandra also. So today is my attempt at a hybrid class of combining the discussion from the 18th chapter about goodness and Ramachandra. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, you can see, for example, in the Bhagavatam, you also have discussion of the three modes. It's a very interesting topic. You can see that even if a person has no inclination to spirituality, for example, yes, you can still speak to them about sattva-gun, about goodness. And usually everybody can relate to this. It strikes a chord, like my little story about a football game somehow attracted attention, especially of this half of the hall. Even though I'm sure no one of us watches this anymore, but still, the idea itself is interesting. So, in the Bhagavatam, Krishna, in his discussion with Uddhava, he mentions four categories. Three modes, which are there in the material world. Everything is in these three modes. And then nirguna, or transcendence. So that's bhakti. That's something connected directly to Krishna. But in the Gita, goodness and pure goodness, goodness and transcendence are put together, discussed together under the heading of goodness. They are not divided. You can see Prabhupada, whenever sattva-gun, goodness, is discussed, Srila Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness, transcendence. Because externally, in terms of action, they look the same. I heard a lecture from Purnachandra Maharaj given right here, I don't know how many years ago, 10 years ago, about dharma. also Sunday feast, some lecture on dharma, importance of dharma for devotees. Because sometimes devotees think that we are transcendental, you know. Who cares? Dharma. We are beyond. But you can see that in the Gita, both transcendence, Krishna consciousness, pure Krishna consciousness, pure goodness, and goodness, material goodness, are described in the same line. Because they actually do not differ externally so much. It was actually, by the way, a question I had for about 20 years. What's the difference between sattva-gun and shuddha-sattva? Between goodness and pure goodness, transcendental goodness. And only after about 20 years, when we were studying the 10th canto, I found some answer in the commentaries at the end of the 10th canto. But in the Gita, it's described together, so therefore I feel completely justified in speaking both about the five qualities of a worker in goodness and Ramachandra, Lord Ramachandra. Because even though Lord Ramachandra is beyond goodness, he's beyond material sattva-gun, but externally he acts to show, to set the proper example, to set the ideal example to all of us. Did you celebrate Rama Naomi, Lord Ram's appearance? Who was here for Rama Naomi? Okay, yes, it's a very big festival. In India, love this one. In India, they often, the common greeting on the street, oftentimes they don't say good afternoon or hello, they say Ram Ram. It is very nice, Ram Ram. So Ramachandra is one of the most famous incarnations or avatars or appearances of God, of Krishna, Ramachandra. And this is the highest planet of the spiritual world, right next to Goloka. right next to the highest, say, where Krishna resides, Goloka Vrindavana. So in chapter 18, verse 26, Krishna discusses five qualities of a worker, or a person. Worker means not the, you know, somebody who has, who is a construction worker or something. Worker means one who acts. We can say agent or doer. Okay, doer. It's, here's a, here's something for you to translate. A doer. How do you translate a doer? Vershitel Dayan. Yes, all of us are Vershitel Dayan. How do you feel? You are a Vershitel Dayan. Yes, it's all. So, five qualities of a sattvic or worker in goodness. Then we have one, two, three, four, five, six qualities in passion, worker in passion, and eight qualities of a worker in ignorance. So we can see, at least here, the five in goodness, right? So you can recognize yourself, then you can relax. And I speak about passion, although it's still instructive. At least you, maybe you can recognize your neighbor. Yes, it's also very interesting. You can then use the Bhagavad Gita and say, Bhagavad Gita says, you should not. I hope you all realize it's a joke, right? So, the five qualities in goodness. This is on the board in a unique calligraphy. You can see this only in Ljubljana. First time I saw this, I couldn't believe that this was an ordinary human being who wrote it. And I was right, it was not an ordinary human being. It was a special person. Hare Krishna. Also, I couldn't believe his handwriting when he wrote an exam for me. That I also couldn't. You have to see. I couldn't read anything there. He could easily be a doctor, you know, writing. Writing recipes. Okay, so let us chant this once or twice. Mukta sango naham vadi. Mukta sango naham vadi.
Mukta sango naham vadi.
Dhrityut saha samanvitam. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikara. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikara. Karta sattvika uchyate.
Karta sattvika uchyate.
Somebody else would like to chant?
Mukta sango naham vadi. Dhrityut saha samanvita. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikara. Karta sattvika uchyate.
Ladies would like to chant, please.
Mukta sango naham vadi. Dhrityut saha samanvitam. Siddhya siddhyor nirvikara. Karta sattvika uchyate.
And let us do word for word. Although the Sanskrit here is very straight, So if you read the books carefully, you will understand most of it already. So let's chant for better remembrance and understanding. Mukta Sangha,
Mukta Sangha,
liberated from all material association. Anaham, anaham vadi, without false ego. Dhriti,
with determination.
Utsaha,
and great
enthusiasm. Samanvita, qualified. Siddhi,
imperfection.
Asiddhyoho, and failure.
Nirvikara,
without change. Karta, worker. Sattvika, in the mode of goodness. Uchyate,
is said to be.
So the translation. One who performs his duty without association with the modes of material nature. Mukta Sangha. Mukta means free, and Sangha means association, but also it means attachment. So one who acts without attachment. Without false ego, anahamvadi, not saying I. With great determination and enthusiasm. And without wavering in success or failure, is said to be a worker in the mode of goodness. There is a very small purport in from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada says, a person in Krishna consciousness, this is what I said, you can see that Srila Prabhupada equates goodness here, and also Krishna, with transcendence. So both Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness, and ordinary sattva, material goodness, are described in the same line, with the same quality, because it looks the same externally. So the difference is mostly internal. There is slight, very esoteric difference also externally, but main difference is internal. Outside, it will both look the same. A person who is good and a person who is transcendental. Free. So Prabhupada says, a person in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental to the material modes of nature. So that's the first point, Mukta Sangha. He has no expectations for the result of the work entrusted to him because he is above false ego and pride. So the second one, Anahamvadi. So this is, you can see, the reason why he is free from attachment, because he has no false ego. Right? If I have a false ego, then I have to prove something. If I think I am very successful, then I have to prove I am successful. If I say I'm a loser, I have to prove I am a loser. Yes. If I say I am a man, I have to prove I am a man. If I say I am a woman, I have to prove I am a woman. Right? So false ego means, or temporary ego, bodily ego, means we will have some agenda, and we will have some attachment to the result. So therefore, an attachment means all these things, being nervous. And it even defeats your own purpose. It even makes it harder to do what you want to do. So, no false ego. Still, he is always enthusiastic till the completion of such work. He does not worry about the distress undertaken. He's always enthusiastic. He does not care for success or failure. He is equal in both distress and happiness. Such a worker is situated in the mode of goodness. So all five are quite amazing. I've been quite interested in the late last 1 or 2 years. I was quite interested in enthusiasm. Because we hear a lot, you should be enthusiastic. Did you hear? We need to be enthusiastic. Do you want to be enthusiastic? Can you control it? Being enthusiastic. It's not easy. How be enthusiastic, you know. Okay. Even the word itself, enthu, And theo, if you look in the dictionary, it says that it comes from the Greek word theos, or God. So God inside. So God enters your heart. That's how you get enthusiasm. How can I force him, you know, to enter my... I mean, he's there, that's okay, that's his, in everybody's heart, but I cannot force him. Hey, you, manifest there, you know. Hey. It's not, doesn't work so like that. So, therefore, I found a very interesting definition of this enthusiasm. Utsaha. So... You can see how Prabhupada explains this here. You do not stop till you finish your work. Means being steady. But also we have another word which sometimes is given as the translation of the same Sanskrit utsaha. This is courage. So acting with courage. So this already, acting with courage, is it more under our control, acting with courage? Because enthusiasm, it's more of a feeling that comes. Usually it comes when you have a clear, clear purpose and you are completely at one with that purpose. You are sincerely aiming at the same purpose. Usually when that's when you have enthusiasm. But it's, again, not easy to control. I would say after 45 especially, and before, yeah, anyway, I will not go there. So, courage, can you control courage better? Courage means you, doesn't mean you don't have fear, fear is natural, it means you act despite fear. You act. Courageous is not the person who doesn't have fear, courageous person is somebody who acts despite fear. So that's utsaha. That's a synonym of enthusiasm. So, so many nice points here. And we can see that Lord Ramachandra manifested all of them in his pastimes when he was here. So the first one, Mukta Sangha, not being attached. So you can see how detached Ramachandra was when his stepmother, somehow or other, somebody with bad propaganda spoiled her mind, Mantara, yes, and Kaikeyi went and demanded from Lord Ram's father, Dasharat, that he send Lord Ramachandra into exile. And it was already announced, it was just announced that Ramachandra is going to be enthroned as the emperor, and the whole kingdom was super happy. Actually, even Kaikeyi herself was happy until her mind was spoiled. Yeah, and then she goes and somehow or other she tells, oh, you gave me the promise, and so you, that the promise is now I want this promise fulfilled, because she helped Dasharat very much during one important battle. So these ladies were quite something. She was. She even went with him to the battle, yeah, and she helped him during the battle. So she had two promises still in store. So now she says, "So you promised me one thing. So now you give me that." Okay, what do you want? Anything you want? And she says, "Send Ram into forest." What? Well, Ram into forest? Why would you want it? What's the point? This whole Leela is quite dramatic. This is, in fact, you know, she wants Ram to go to the forest, and nobody in kingdom wants it. Nobody. She says, enthrone Bharat, my son. Bharat doesn't want it. She doesn't want it afterwards. Dasharat doesn't want it. Nobody wants it. But she just insists. This is my memory from... And then somehow or other they call Ram, and Ram comes, and Dasharat cannot even say it. He cannot even say it. So Kaikeyi says, okay, your father, he took a vow. So she says, okay, he took a vow. and the vow is, and now he has to fulfill his vow. The vow is that he is sending you to the forest, into exile for 14 years. For 14 years. And Ramachandra, even his smile doesn't change. Just imagine, you were just about to be made the president of not even Slovenia. It's I don't even know how to compare. You don't even have a country like this, because it's I don't think not UN, not US, not EU. I don't even know what you don't even have an everything. They created a special position for you. And then they want to make you a president, and it's everybody is very happy. Yes, and you are qualified, and then they call and say cancelled. Of course, for us it maybe would not be such a surprise, maybe. But he was trained for this. He was trained for this. He was fully qualified for this. So Lakshman later says that I was watching you with my hand on my sword, and I was watching if you move your brow. I was ready to cut anybody present. I was even ready to cut Kaikeyi. I was even ready to cut our father. If you just moved your eyebrow. Because it's outrageous what they arranged. But you didn't move your brow. On the contrary, you said, okay, it's okay. Calm down, it's okay. Yes. Even Bharat, the son of Kaikeyi, later, he was so insulted when he came back to the capital and they told him that you have been made the emperor. He said, what? Me? Why? Rama is supposed to be the emperor. And he took deep offense. He hated Kaikeyi for that. So then, when after some time they went to the forest, Ram said, Bharat, please, don't keep a grudge against your mother. Okay, she said this, but that was under the influence of Mantara. So please, give her some respect. Don't be so harsh on her. It's amazing. So you can see how Lord Ram is free from any attachment, Mukta Sangha. No attachment whatsoever. Even, it's like you have been waiting for something for 20 years, for example, right? I don't know if there is something, and to taste something really tasty, and then you come here and you get it, somebody made it, Lalit Govinda Prabhu, Bharat Prabhu, somebody, and then you bought it, you have it in your hand, you already open your mouth, and you are just about to bite it, like that pizza burek yesterday, It was really tasty. You just about... And then I say, wait. And I say, yes. And they say, give it to me. Huh, please. Yeah. And that's the only one. There's no other. Completely detached. No change even in his face. So Mukta Sangha. And Anahamvadi, no false ego. He was never falsely proud. No pride. Yes, if he wanted... He could just again move a brow. There would be a worldwide revolution to put him on the throne. Whatever, he could get anything. He didn't have any pride. He didn't feel hurt or anything. Nothing. So the second one, Anahamvadi, no false pride, and Dhriti and Utsaha. So you can see when he was in forest, and Sita, his wife, was abducted. He undertook to find her. So no allies, no servants, no army, no nothing. And obviously Ravana was the most powerful, not one of the Rakshasas, the most powerful demon in the world at that time. And Lord Ram was just fixed. I will get Sita back. And he would give Ravana a chance till the last moment. If you just return Sita back, I will leave you alone. I will not destroy you, and you can keep ruling your kingdom. No problem. But Ravana was too attached. So Dhriti and Utsaha. Utsaha, enthusiasm or courage. Again, no army, no nothing, and he goes to Lanka where he has all these huge Rakshasa army with super powerful Indrajit. Yeah, Indrajit means the person who defeated Indra. He was one of the warriors on the opposite side. And Ram had just an army of monkeys. Monkeys. Yeah. So, did Ram feel, oh, I don't know, what shall I do? Oh, should I talk? Maybe not. Maybe better do politics before. Well, he offered. He sent Hanuman, he offered. But he was not afraid. He was very courageous. He was just moving forward fearlessly. So, Utsaha. And Siddhi Asiddhyor Nirvikara, not changed in success or failure. Yes? So, when Lakshman died in a battlefield, for example. So that's a big failure. His beloved brother dies. So does he stop in his effort? He's undertaking the best means to revive. Basically, we know that Hanuman goes and he gets this special herb from the mountains. Of course, we know he couldn't find the herb, so he brought the whole mountain. He said, oh, this, no, that, no, I don't know, I'll take the whole mountain. So they let them choose there. So he brings the whole mountain there. So Prabhupada says, Shastra says, when we hear about this, such stories teach us the example of how we should behave. Yeah? Courageous or enthusiastic, steady, free from attachment, free from pride and false ego. Yes. and equal in success and failure. Does it happen to you that you do something and you are successful? Hare Krishna. And you feel, yes, that's me, huh? And then, very naturally, after that, you think, that's me, yes. It happens to me sometimes, yes. I come somewhere to some nice place and people say, oh, such good lectures. So the next place I'm already coming. And I'm like, and people look at me and go, who is that? What is this? And they, react in such a strange way. And so when I don't achieve my purpose or success, I feel, oh, everything is useless. I shouldn't do anything. I should maybe just go and live in the forest and do nothing. Yes. No. you can see that Srila Prabhupada, in his example, every plan he had failed. Only his plan number 7 or number 8 worked. And Prabhupada was just pushing on. And then when later they said, oh, Prabhupada, you fainted in heat on the street, you had this. Prabhupada said, no, these were my spiritual assets, spiritual wealth, spiritual treasures. Actually, this is coming from the Bhagavatam, that austerity, if you take some difficulty as voluntary austerity, it becomes your wealth. You accept, yes, okay, so let it be just my sacrifice, my austerity. So any suffering, any difficulty, you accept, okay, I accept, let it be. Jai Shri Panjadatva Ki Jai. For Krishna. Let it be for Krishna. So then it becomes your wealth. You offer it to Krishna. So Prabhupada said, this was my wealth. So these are five qualities of a person in a worker in goodness. And you can see that Lord Ramachandra manifests all these five perfectly. Which of these five you think is the most difficult for you, most challenging for you? Can you choose one? Which of these five? So, freedom from attachment, freedom from pride, steadiness, dhriti, utsaha, courage, and siddhyasiddhyor nirvikara, being equal in success and failure, not wavering in success of failure. So which of these you find more difficult for yourself? Huh? Yes. Being equal. Somebody find some other part? Detachment, yeah, Mukta Sangha, being detached. Somebody else has a different preference here? Utsaha, enthusiasm, or courage, yes? It's a big task. So we can pray, we can meditate on Ram Lila, we can meditate on Krishna Lila, and we can offer it to Krishna. And again, it's a little difficult to understand, because we know, for example, we are devotees, so we want, in bhakti yoga, we want to do something nice for Krishna. Like, we want to build a new temple. Yes, renovate this and build, and we have a nice project. or we want to distribute all the books, or we want to translate. We want to publish Krishna books soon, very soon, and finish the full Bhagavatam soon. Yes, and publish it very nicely. And then something doesn't work. Something doesn't work. So wouldn't it be natural to feel sad, frustrated, or depressed when our effort in devotional service fails? Wouldn't it be natural? Shouldn't we become sad when we fail? Frustrated? Should we or should we not? Huh? No, we shouldn't. Yes, that's, you can see, Sattva Prabhupada says that a devotee, he doesn't care for success or failure. Hare Krishna, how can it? You know, so we think, okay, I can do this. I can, you know, work without caring. You know, how does normally work without caring look? You can go and look at the sofa or the couch or the sleeping bag. Person lying there, no care. He doesn't care for success or failure. That's our idea of not caring. But if I do something, then I'm usually very concerned about the proper success. So how can a devotee be equal? How can a devotee be not disturbed in failure? We want this for Krishna. How is it possible not to be disturbed in failure? Yeah, but this is for Krishna. It's not for me. That's not for false ego, that's for Krishna. I know, nice temple or books or, you know, it's for Krishna. Bhagavinda Prabhupada. He's an instrument. Okay. Enthusiastic. Well, it fails, you know, once failed, second time failed, third time failed. How can you stay enthusiastic? But that's for Krishna. It's not for me. It's not detachment for the result for me. It's to serve Krishna.
If you know that he is doing his best, it's
under his destiny. We do the best and depend on Krishna for the rest. Yeah, the rest is destiny. Yes. So Krishna is accepting our intention. This is one secret, that bhakti begins already at the moment when you just decide, I'll do this for Krishna. Krishna, this is for you. And when you say, Krishna, this is for you, you have already offered the results. So they are already his. So then you do the effort, but the results are already Krishna's. So whether he manifests them externally or he does not manifest them externally, you offer them anyway. That's the difference between any other yoga and bhakti yoga, that in bhakti yoga you offer before. So therefore it already is offered, and therefore in the heart you are already happy because you have connection, you have yoga with Krishna. That's very unique. No other yoga allows any similar experience until maybe decades of practice. Only bhakti yoga allows this, because you do this for Krishna. Krishna, this is for you. And he says, oh really? Okay, what is this? And he takes. And you feel, oh, he responds. Krishna takes. There is a connection. It's very special for for bhakti yoga. And then we see that if this is actually the mission Krishna has, Guru Parampara has given us, or Krishna wants, if you are certain, like Prabhupada, he was certain that he has to preach in English, then he continued. Plan A failed. Plan B failed. Plan C failed. Plan D failed. Prabhupada just kept on trying. Steady. Following. So that's Satvagun. Whereas in Rajagun, the person is 27, Ragi, the worker who is attached to work and the fruits of work. Karma pala prepsur. He's attached to being in a certain role. I will do it, but only if I'm the teacher, or only if I'm the president, or only if I'm the pot washer. So washing pots, okay, but cooking, don't ask me. Or lectures, don't ask me to give lectures. Washing pots, okay, I will do. The other, don't ask me. Or vice versa. Teaching lectures, okay, I will do. But washing pots, no, don't ask me. Right? So some faults. And the results. So sometimes passion seems very good for energy, but it's actually easily broken when there is some failure. Or some result is changed. The person doesn't get some faith. So attachment, then fruits. Attachment to the work and to the fruits. Lubdho, greed. There is greed. Hinsa, he is ready to hurt others to get the result. He is ready to walk on the heads of others. He's ready to sacrifice others for his success. Impure, ashuchi, because he's rushing. He rushes to as soon as possible. He will rush without washing his hands. He will rush without brushing, without cleaning his shoes. He will just rush forward. I mean, that's some example. Meaning, he's rushing forward, so he may and other things. He will not clean. You know, why wash the potatoes? Just throw them in, and they will boil anyway. And then you eat them. What is this? Sand. And moved by joy and sorrow. Successful. Kita! Yes! We have made it! And then, oh, you failed. Oh, it's almost done. So, passion is not... It looks like a very energetic thing, but actually it can be easily broken. Sattva is much better. Goodness is much better. Acting in such a deeply steady, committed way. So that's passion. And tamas, or ignorance, now we have 8 qualities. Of course, we can give a seminar on each one of them for a week, because we know these qualities very nicely. I know these qualities very nicely. They are very dear to our heart. Yeah. So, ayukta. So, not based on reason or shastra. Ayukta. Not based on scripture. I just feel like this, or I think, or it's my opinion, or probably, or, you know. So, ayukta, not based on shastra or guru parampara. Then, prakrita, materialistic. Then, stabda, obstinate, being obstinate. You know, person hurts himself, he's advised, no, better do it. This is a much quicker way. There is a much better way to do it. No, that's how my father did it. Or that's how I know to do it. I will do it my way. So obstinate. Better lose time than cheating. Cheating. One interesting example of cheating is given as hiding your skills. Hiding your skills so that nobody engages you in some service. Can you do it? No, Prabhu, I don't know how to do that. so cheating. And expert in insulting others. Hare Krishna. Expert in insulting others. Of course, modern world is very conducive for sharpening your art of insulting others, because previously you didn't have enough time and peace because you had to insult face to face, right? And then sometimes you couldn't reach the end of the insult. You would get punched or something, right? But now it's very easy. You don't have to face. You just face. You see the, you know, peaceful screen. The screen will not punch me. And I can, you know, say, oh, I can say, no, I can't even say it better. Ah, you are like, ah, ha, ha, ha. I can take it to the level of the art. Yeah? insulting others. Art, very expert. Not just in, you know, not just say a bad name. No, you can put it in a really painful way. He's like that, like that, like that. So in bhakti, this is certainly dangerous. And who is lazy? Lazy. Then natural ignorance, tamas. Then always morose. Vishadi is always lamenting. Oh, always complaining. Yes. Also, such a person is super expert at finding somebody guilty. This person will usually find at least two reasons why it was not possible to do. And it's also funny. No, at least two reasons. Usually, to justify something, one reason is enough. But people often usually give two. Oh, Prabhu, I cannot because I have a meeting, and also I have that, you know. And why, you know, strange. And two unrelated reasons, you know, just to make sure. Sometimes three. Just to cover your back, you know, so they don't really. That's a sign. And then, yeah, Vishadi, and then Dirga Sutri. You know, Dirga Sutri means long thread. You pull the thread, Prabhupada says, something that can be done in an hour, they drag on for years. Hare Krishna. Yes. So, these are eight symptoms of a person in Tamagun. So they are very interesting, yes, to observe in others, right? Then we discussed Rajagun and five qualities of sattva as manifested in Ram Lila. Freedom from attachment, freedom from pride. What else was there? Courage, steadiness, and being equal, yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, some question, comment, or point? So who has questions? You have, somebody else? Who has? Okay, two questions. Two? Three, okay. Gregor? Food.
Food, yes.
No, it's the etymology of the word, and theos. Theos, God, and inside. That's the origin of the Greek word, that God manifests himself in the heart. That's the meaning of the word itself, which is quite interesting. Yes, Prabhu?
Who was that hunchback lady? Who was that hunchback lady?
Mantara.
I know, but
yeah, I don't know. Anybody remembers who she was from other places? I know why she did it. I know that the demigods got worried that because they were on schedule, they wanted the demons killed fast. And they knew if Ram just rules happily, it'll take ages till he meets these demons. So they pushed it forward a little, you know, fast-forwarded this a little bit, so that he meets all these demons faster. It ended up still well. For, I mean, not for the demons, but for the, for the divine. Yes, bro.
When father of Rama gave promise to Kalki, this was general promise or a specific one?
That's the point. He said, ask me anything you want, any wish. And she said, I will ask later.
General,
yes. And that's why also there is a point that don't do such things. So, don't give such general promises.
How did she gain this specific wish?
It said that she kept the chariot from falling apart. Something broke in the wheel, and she kept the wheel in place somehow with her. Something is described with some her skills and with her hands even. And he won the battle. His name is Dasharatha, 10 chariots, because he was so expert, it looked like not one chariot, but 10 chariots are fighting. So sometimes even demigods were engaging him in some important battles with the demons. So then because she helped, he was so pleased and happy. She said, "Can I anything I can do for you?" She said, "I will ask later." And then Mantara reminds, "Do you remember you had a wish?" "Oh yeah, true, yes." And then she says, "You ask this, send Ram to the forest." Then Ram is very detached. Okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Lord Ram Ki Jai. Five qualities of a worker in goodness, Ki Jai. Nidai Gaur Premanande. Lublanska Yatra Ki Jai.